Okay, today's daf is Krisus Daf Zayin. We left off on Daf Vav Amud Beis. We are holding at the two dots in Daf Vav Amud Beis. And it is, Tan Rabbanan, about 10 lines before the end of the page. Tan Rabbanan, Hasach B'Shemen HaMishcha. So we were just, the Mishnah mentioned about Hasach B'Shemen HaMishcha, that if someone is Sach with the Shemen HaMishcha, he anoints himself with the Shemen HaMishcha, that is one of the Chayav Krisus. So Tan Rabbanan says the Braisa, Hasach B'Shemen HaMishcha LeBehema V'Kelim Potter. What if he doesn't anoint himself with the Shemen HaMishcha? He anoints Behema or Kelim with the Shemen HaMishcha, so then he's going to be Potter. Below the Chavmul Mason Potter. Also, if he anoints a non-Jew, or he anoints dead bodies with the Shemen HaMishcha, he's going to be Pater as well. So says Mar Bishlam, Behema V'Kelim D'Chsev Al Basar Adam LeYisach, U'Behema V'Kelim Lav Adam, who I understand very well why by Behema V'Kelim he's going to be Pater, because the Pasuk says, Dafka by the Israv Sicha, that Al Basar Adam, you can't be Sach. And Behema V'Kelim are obviously not Adam. Mesim Nami Pater, to give him the Mislay, Mesim Mikri V'Lo Adam. And I also understand why by Mesim he's going to be Pater, because once a person is dead, he is no longer an Adam. He was an Adam while he's alive, but a dead man is not an Adam. But why would you be Pater for being Sach, a guy with the Shemen HaMishcha? After all, a guy is at least an Adam, he is human. Says Gemara La'ai, Dichsiv es Tzoni Tzon Marisi Adam, Atem Kriyin Adam, Vein of the Chavim Kriyin Adam, that we darshin, that only the Jewish people are called Adam, whereas of the Chavim are not called Adam. I vaksiv in nefesh adam shisha asar alef, and that's referring to ovdik chavim. Amleyahu lafuki behema. No, that's only to exclude behema. Meaning, in the context of behema, everything's relative. In the context of behema, ovdik chavim are called adam. In the context of within the world of humanity, so then the Jewish people are called adam. Ovdik chavim are not called Adam. I vaksiv ani lo achus al Ninveh. Doesn't the pasuk say that I will not have a rachmanus on Ninveh? And the pasuk continues, Hi'ir agadol asher yesh baharbe mishnei mesrei ribo Adam, that has more than Shtemesrei Ribo Adam, and Nineveh was a city full of non-Jews. It is not to say it was a city of the Chavim, was not a city of Jewish people, and nevertheless we call them Adam. Ha'ula Fuki Behema. Again, that's to exclude the Behema. That's why it's they're referred to as Adam. Iba Yisema, Kedektani Tanik, Hamed Rab Lazar, Kol Sheyeshno Besach, Yeshno Bebal Yisach. Or maybe another reason why Yavdei Chavim are not included in the Isser, that if you Sach Novid Chavim, you're not Chayiv. Not because they're not called Adam, but only someone who's Aser to do Sicha, to do the smearing of the Shemen HaMishcha, is Aser to get smeared with the Shemen HaMishcha. V'kol Sheino B'Sach, Eino B'Bal Yisach. And anyone who doesn't have an Isser of Sach, Memele would not have an Isser of Yisach, would not have the Isser to get smeared with the Shemen HaMishcha. The Gemara in Masech Sivamas of Samach Alf Amnalf, in regards to Tumas Ohel, tells us that Rabbi Shimon Yichai holds that a guy is not Metame Ba'ohel, because the Pasuk says, Adam Ki Yamos Ba'ohel. So we darshan that people who are not called Adam, like of the Chavim, are not Metame Ba'ohel. So the Rishonim all ask on that from the Gemara Meseches San Hedron and Daf Nun Tesamid Aleph, where a mayor says, "How do I know that Afilu Nachri Osik B'Torah that he has a din of a Kohen Gadol?" Shenemar Ya'ase Osam HaAdam V'Chay Behem, and HaAdam includes everybody, includes even Goyim. So wait a second, why Maseches Yivamos does HaAdam not include Goyim, and yet when it comes to learning Torah, Maseches Sanhedrin, all of a sudden HaAdam does include Goyim to the point that we consider him like a Kohen Gadol if he learns Torah? So Rashi over there says that there's a machlokas about this din, if a guy is called Adam or not. So Rabbi Shimon Chai holds that he's not B'chal Adam, but the Chamim are Cholik, and they hold that a guy is B'chal Adam. But Tosus mitarates that really everyone agrees a guy is not B'chal Adam. But there's a difference between Adam and Ha-Adam. Ha-Adam includes even a guy. Asher Yasa Osam Ha-Adam V'chai Behem, that's referring to someone who learns Torah, that includes even a guy. But when we say Adam Ki Yamos Pa'ohel, Tumas Ohel refers to Adam, that's only referring to a Jewish person, does not refer to a non-Jewish person. Why would there be a difference between Adam and Ha-Adam? So the Tosvei HaRash in Yevamos and Daf Samach Aleph explain that it's all based on the concept of Ein Miyot Achar Miyot Elul Rabos, that if you have a double limitation, then it usually comes to be more inclusive. So when it says Tu Miutim to Maid Goy, Adam Atzmos Maid Goy, and then the extra Yisur of Ha-Adam is Maid Goy again, so you have a double Miyot to be Maid Goy, must be L'Rabos is a guy that Ha-Adam comes to include a guy. Tosus also quotes from Rabbeinu Meshulam that only where it says Puranus, then the Lashon Adam is Mema'id Gaim, because likely when it's telling us Piranius, it really wants to talk about the Jewish people, but in general we like to avoid that mentioning Piranius directly in association with the Jewish people, so we'll use the term Adam, even though it's really referring to the Jewish people. So that's when we're going to say Adam is Mema'id Gaim. But when we're talking about things that aren't Piranius, things that are good things, that are okay things, so then or positive things, so then why wouldn't we say Yisrael for referring to the Jewish people? Then the usage of the term Adam must mean it's referring to a guy. So when we talk about Adam ki yamus ba'el, so that's Piranus, talking about dying. So that must be a reference only to the Jewish people and not to a guy. And the reason we use Adam is we don't like to say directly that Yisrael ki yamus. That wouldn't be a nice thing to say. But when we talk about Asher Yasa Osam Ha'adam V'chai Bahem, we talk about following the Torah, learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, so that we really should have said Asher Yasa Osam Yisrael V'chai Bahem. Why do we say Ha'adam? Must be that it relates even to non-Jews. Now this rule that the Gemara just said, that anyone who's besach is bebal yisach, anyone who's eino besach is eino bal yisach, and maybe that's why a guy is not included in bal yisach. So Sfasemes raises the following suffix: what if a person is sach a katan? Are you chayiv mishum sachas Hashemen? So since the katan is potter, if he is sach acherim because he's a katan, he's not a bar mitzvah, so melech called that he's not bechlal sach. So sachas a katan should also be potter. So the Sfasemes tries to prove from a Gemara in Maseches Nazir and Daf Nun Zayin and Beis, when it talks about Makif as Hakatan, Rav Ada Bar Ava says if a person was Makif Hakatan, is Nisir of Hakafas Harosha. You're not allowed to get a haircut that rounds off the hair on the head, cuts off the peis. So if a person is Makif Hakatan, Rav Ada Bar Ava says that you're Pater, because the Pasuk says Lo Sakifu, and Echra Makif Echra Nikif B'Mashman includes both the Makif and the Nikif, and therefore we associate the Makif with the Nikif. That Kol Makif Shah Nikif Chayiv Makif of Nami Chayiv, but a Katan, since he's not a Bar Onshim, so Mela, the Makif is also not going to be Chayiv. Since the Katan's not going to be punished for being a Nikif, so Mela he's not going to be punished for being a Makif either. So you say the same thing over here by Sicha. Since the Katan is not Bechlal Sach, Mela is not a Bar Onshim, so he's if a person is Sach a Katan, he's also going to be Pater. That's the Sfasemes' raya. So this is a whole debate amongst the achronim as to how we would deal with the issue of katan, because the Gemara doesn't discuss it directly. Okay, vaytun Gemara tani yidach. We have another brisa. Asach b'shemen mishcha the behemah v'kelim lovdi chavu meisim potter. That if a person uses the shemen mishcha to anoint behemah kelim of the chavu more meisim, he's going to be potter. L'malachim l'kohanim gedolim should be rameir mechayev review the potter. But if he uses it on malachim or kohanim gedolim who have already had shemen. So how do you understand Shemin HaMishcha when it comes to Malachim and Kohanim Gedolim? Does it just become mutter for them? It just becomes that it's no problem to be Sach, Kohanim Gedolim and Malachim? Or is it no, when you have the actual Mashicha, so then there's no Isser, but after that the Isser comes back. So he says, Rameir holds you can be Chayiv, Rabbi says you can be Potter. V'kama Yasuch V'yechayiv. How much? What's the shear of Sicha in order to be Mechayiv a person? So Rameir Omer Kol Shu. Rameir says, even the tiniest amount, even a Kol Shu, Rabbi Yudah or Kezayis. Rabbi Yudah says, no, only if you're Sach, a Kezayis, are you going to be Chayiv. I'm Rabbi Yudah Potter. But what are you talking about? Rabbi Yudah just said Potter. How could you say Rabbi Yudah holds you need a Kezayis to be Chayiv? Rabbi Yudah just said that if you're Sach, a Kohen, or a Melech, you're going to be Potter. Says, no, Ki Potter Rabbi Yudah, Nami, Melachim, Gabe, Melachim, Kohanim. When does Rabbi Yudah say you're Potter? That's only by Melachim, Kohanim. Gabe, Hedyot, Mechayiv. But if you are Sach, a Hedyot with the Shem and Mishcha, you're going to be Chayiv. And for that, the sheer is. Rabbi Yudah says a Kezayis, but of course, if it's a Kohen Gadol or a Melech, Rabbi Yudah would say you're Pater. So Rameir Rabbi Yudah, my pligi. What exactly is the Machlokas Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda in terms of the Shir? What are they arguing about? Why is it that Rameir holds a Kol Shehu and Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's got to be a Kezayis? So Rabbi Yosipa HaPligi. Rameir Sar Al Basar Adam Lo Yisach Ksiv. Pasuk says Al Basar Adam Lo Yisach. You shouldn't be Sach and Basar Adam Ksiv. Vashay Yitin Mimenu Al Zar. So Masicha Kol Shehu, Af Mesina Kol Shehu. Just like the Yisr Sicha is Bekol Shehu, the Yisr Nesina is also Bekol Shehu. So that's how he learns Kol Shehu. Rabbi Yudah Savri Alfin Nesina Da Alzar Min Nesina Di Alma. That we learn the Nesina of Alzar from the Nesina in general of the Nesina of Asher Yitin Menu Alzar. I think is a pasuk by Truma, right? That we learn the Nesina Alzar from Nesina D'Alma, Ma Nesina D'Alma Kazayis, Af Nesina D'Alzar Kazayis. Just like Nesina in general always means Kazayis, so too Nesina over here also means Kazayis. Aval Sicha, the Mimshav Malacha Mekarim, Divrei Kol Kol Shu. When it comes to Sicha, then everyone would say that it's a Kol Shuhu. So why would we assume a Nesina D'Alma, a Nesina is always a Kazayis? So Rashi writes, B'Alma Kazayis, the Garminin mean Nesina of Divinasan Lekoin as HaKodesh, Dichsiv Be'ach because there is a term Nesina used in the context of Achila, and we know that an Achila means Kazayis. So that's how we learn that Nesina must also be Kazayis. Period. So we explained one machlok Shamei Rabbi Yehuda, and that is in terms of the shear of how much that you have to be sach in order to be in violation, to be chayiv karis. Just want to mention the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, paskins that if you take the Shemen HaMishcha and you put it on a Melech Kohen Gadol, you're potter. But if you're sach with some, if you're no sein on Melech Kohen Gadol, you're potter. But if you are sach the Melech Kohen Gadol, you're chayiv karis. So the Rambam holds that there are two totally separate issues. There's Sicha and there's Nesina. And even though Melachim and Kohanim are excluded from the Isser Nesina, but it's still a violation of the Isser of Sicha. So the Aruch Lener says that you could be medayiket from our Gemara, because the Gemara says clearly two distinct issues, Sicha and Nesina. The Gemara says we compare Sicha, Nesina to Sicha in the Shir of a Kol Shu, so it's not clear in what sense they're different. So the Rambam fits in very nicely. The Rambam says, well, what sense they're different is Melech Kohen Gadol, are you going to be Pater, or are you going to be Chayiv? What is the difference between the terms? What does it mean, Sicha versus Nesina? So Aruch Lener says, Sicha is biyado, or b'davar acher, moshech u'mishavshef al basar, where you actually rub it into the flesh. Nesina is shvicha, you just pour it on, sheshovech ha-shemen al basar, miblish tenogea bok shabal basaro. You're not touching it when it's on the flesh, you're not touching the flesh, you're just pouring it straight on. Fine. So says the Gemara now. So what is the other machlokas? What's the machlokas of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in regards to Malachim and Kohanim? Why would one say you're chayiv, the other one say you're pater when you are sach a melech or a kohen? So Meir says Rashi itin menuel zar ksiv umelch kohen hashazar minhu. The melech and the kohen legabe the shemen are right now zarim. They don't need it anymore. They already had it. Rabbi Yehuda savor beinon adi ikazar mitchilas vatzofo umelch the kohen meikar lav zarim havu. No, in order to be a zar legabe the shemen, you need to have always been a zar and melech and kohen. We're not always a zar legabe the shemen. There was some point where they needed the shemen, and therefore they're not going to be chayiv. Amar Ravika b'Rei de Rav Ami Vazel l'Tamayu. This is Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasam. D'Tanya baskot, meaning in regards to someone who was once eligible and is no longer eligible. Do you consider them like a zar or not? D'Tanya we have a brayso as follows: baskoin shenises liyisrael on the top of Zayin Amar Aleph. Baskoin shenises liyisrael v'achlo b'truma. A baskoin marries a Jewish man and she eats truma. So while she's married to a Yisrael, a Jewish non-Kohen, non-Levi, a Yisrael, so then she's not allowed to eat truma. So if she does eat truma, mishlemes is a keren, vein mishlemes is chomesh. She does have to pay the keren, but she does not have to pay the chomesh. Why not, says Rashi? Delo zara. She is not a zara. Shailon is chala. Shem yamus baile v'tinasi l'koyin o'chelas. She's not a chalala if her husband were to die and she remarries a kohen. Or even if she doesn't remarry a kohen, she just goes back to her father's house, she's going to be allowed to eat truma again. So she's not a zara. She would not have to pay a chomesh. Umisasa b'sreifa. But her misa, and her misa is with sreifa. She'd be chayiv sreifa. She'd be chayiv sreifa. Nisis la'achem n'apsulin mishalam. If she married one of the psulin, so now she has been mechalal herself. So Rav Meir would say, good, now she pays karen mechamesh. She has a din of a chalala. And the chamesh say, no, she's not a zar. Why isn't she a zar? She has now become a chalala, and now she's never going to be allowed to eat truma again. So this is the machlokas. The chacham must be Rabbi Yehuda. This is the machlokas. The machlokas is the fact that she once wasn't a zara. Does that mean that she's never going to be considered a full-fledged Zara? That is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Or do we say that know that since right now she's a Zara, so she's treated like a Zara. That's the sheet of Rameir. Same is true with the Shemana Mishcha for the Kohen Gadol and the Melech. The Rameir will say the Kohen Gadol and the Melech are now a Zara, and Rabbi would say they're not. I'm Rav Yosef Machlokes bin Nesigin the Shemana Mishcha ubishinuyah the Shanin of Nesina the Alma Divrei Hakol Kezayis. Meaning of that's the whole Machlokes is by the Nesina of the Shemen Hamishcha, where we have this comparison to Sicha. But in the scene of the Alma, now we're going back to the other machlokas. The machlokas in terms of the shear of kezayis or kol shuhu, that's only true that there is a debate when it comes to the Shemana Mishcha. But when it comes to other isurim of nesina, Rashi says kigon lo yitin ala levona de minchas chote. The halacha is that minchas chote is not supposed to look so nice, or it's not supposed to be such a nice carbon. It's supposed to be a very plain carbon. So you're not supposed to put levona on the minchas chote. How much levona is the issur to put, so that everyone would agree that it's a sheer kezayis, that it's not a sheer kol shehu, period. Gufa. Tani Tanaka made Rabbi Lazar. Kol sheyesh b'sach yesh b'al yisach. Kol sheyesh b'sach yesh b'al yisach. Anyone who's asur to do the sicha is asur to get the sicha. Anyone who's not asur to do the sicha is not asur to get the sicha. Amalei shaper kamrit. Lo yisach ksiv v'kari lo yasich. Yeah, it fits very nicely with the pasuk. It says lo yisach and it could be read lo yasich. Tani Rabbi Chanan. So we see that either side, that the two sides of the same coin. Tani Rabbi Chanan. He made the Rava. Minayin the coin gadol shnatal b'sham nemishcha shal rosho v'nasal b'nei meyav minayin shu chayiv. Hadn't rather the coin gadol takes some of the oil after he was anointed from his head and rubs it on his stomach, let's say. He rubs it on another part of his body that he feels could use a little bit of anointing. How do I know that he's chayiv for that? That that's a misappropriation of the Shemana Mishcha. Shnemar al basar adam lo yisach. It says al basar adam lo yisach. Amale revachah b'rei d'rav l'ravashi ma'ishram ha'ad d'tanya kohen shesach b'shemen shal truma ben bito yisrael misagol b'alvein uchoshish. Well, why is this any different than a kohen who has shemen shal truma that he rubs on his skin, that his grandson who is a Yisrael, meaning his daughter's son, who's a Yisrael, is allowed to hug him, is allowed to come in physical contact with him, even though the Shemen Shel Truma is on his skin, and he doesn't have to worry about the issue of Sicha b'Shemen Shel Truma. Amalei Hasu Mesubo Ki Yichalu Ksiv Kivin Dechalaleha HaIschil. No, by Truma, once you're Mechalel it, it's Ischil. You could be Mechalel it. Once you use it, it's no longer a status of Truma. It's no longer going to be an Isser. Avagav B'Shemen Mishcha Ksiv Ki Nezer El Kav Alav Shemen Mishcha. When it comes to Shemana Mishcha, even after you use it, it still has the status of Shemana Mishcha, and therefore you're not allowed to get hana from it. In general, there is a concept of Sicha Kishtia, that by Truma there is an Isser of Sicha with Shemen Shel Truma. There is a question how far we go with this Isser of Sicha Kishtia. The Bir Halacha even writes that you're not supposed to be Sach with Machol Sasuros. You shouldn't take things that are also to eat and be sach with them. So that's the question. Do you need kosher soaps if you're sach with a soap? So it needs to be a kosher soap. So there are several reasons why we're not makbid to have kosher soap. One is that we're talking about sicha with something that's roi l'achila, but once something is nifsal l'achila sadam, so then it's not kosher. It becomes kosher again. If it's not edible for human consumption, so then it wouldn't be an iser at all. So then you'd be allowed to be sach. And also, with our soaps, it's probably not called sicha. When you use a cream, maybe that's called sicha. But our soap is now probably not called sicha. It washes right off. It's not something that you put on your skin to leave on your skin. Even our creams are mutter because it's not simply not kosher. It is kosher because it's not roi lachilas adam. By chametz it's didn't even roi lachilas kelev. By kashrus, even if it's not roi lachilas adam, it would be enough to be kosher. There is a machlokes rishonim whether the iser of shemen truma for a zar to sach shemen shel truma to anoint oneself with shemen shel truma is an iser d'oraisa or an iser d'rabbanan. The sheet of the Rambam in the 10th parak of Trumas halacha beis is that sichas kishtia lechal davar. Both the Gabi, the mitzvahs of Truma, that a Kohen could take Truma oil and be sach with it, and by that he'll be Mekayim, the Din Truma, Vachilas Truma, that it's Mamish Sicha Kishtia, it's not called being Mafsud the Truma at all, and Gabi, the Isra of Azar, being anointing himself with Truma, is also of a full violation. Rabbi Natama overhauls that the whole Isra of Sicha for Azar is only Midrabbanan. Possibly the Gemara quotes, in Nidah's the Isra Sicha, for an Isra Sicha is only an Asmachta, it is not a Din. De Oraisa. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. at the two dots, al elu chayavin al zdonos. So at the very end of the Mishnah, on daf beis amud aleph, the Mishnah had said on these things, al elu chayavin al zdonos kares al shigosol chatos v'alo hodale mashem tali. For these things, if you do them b'meizu you chayav kares, you do them shog you chayav chatos. If it's lo hodish alem, you don't know whether you did it or not. You chayav nashem tali, except for metame mikdash ukdashav, because that's an olav yori divra meir, and the Chum say even a megadet. So says the Gemara, Katani chutz mi mitami mikdash ukdashav, mi mai mapaklei. What are we excluding mitami mikdash ukdashav from? So achikatani, chutz mi mitami mikdash ukdashav she'in mevi Hashem Tali. We're excluding them from the carbon of Hashem Tali. V'nissi nami chutz mi shavar lav Yom Kippurim she'in mevi Hashem Tali. Why don't we say that chutz from someone who violates Yom Kippur where there's no Hashem Tali? Amar reish lakish ki katani heich di isi lechatos v'rachman apatre. Avar lav Yom Kippurim leis not violates Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has passed where there's no longer an Hashem Tali. We assume that the Yom Kippur was Mechaper, he no longer needs an Hashem Tali. So Reish Lakish says, no, when do we talk about Chutz, when are we saying that someone is excluded from Hashem Tali, that's someone who was included in Chatos in the first place, and the Torah patters him. Avril of Yom Kippurim, Leisei L'Chatos, to Kakafalei. And Avril Yom Kippurim was never included in Chatos in the first place, that you would say that he's now exempt, once Yom Kippur passes, from an Hashem Tali. Rabbi Yochanan Amar B'Mevayit, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we're talking about someone who rejects the effectiveness of Yom Kippurim. The Kamar ain Yom Kippurim Mechaper. A guy who says, I don't believe Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So for him, it's Taka not Mechaper, and therefore, he's not Pater from the Hashem Tali, so it's not an exclusion. If he decides to do Tshuva after Yom Kippurim, so good, now he's going to have to bring an Hashem Tali. Why Dafka he has to do Tshuva after Yom Kippurim? What does Hashem Tali have to do with Yom Kippurim? Meaning, that just because he's invited Yom Kippurim means Hashem Tali is going to be ineffective. Let's say he doesn't do Tshuva and he wants to bring an Hashem Tali after Yom Kippurim. So the Aruch Hanan discusses this issue, what the link might be between Hashem Tali and Yom Kippurim, and that so long as he's mevayit b'Yom Kippurim, he's not eligible even for Hashem Tali, even though he's moda b'Hashem Tali. Reish Lakish sam mevayit nami mechaper le'Yom Kippurim. Reish Lakish didn't hold this way, didn't give this answer. He said it must be that since he was never bechatas, that's why he's not excluded from Hashem Tali. So because Reish Lakish holds that if you're mevayit Yom Kippur is mechaper for you, ubiplukta, and this is a machlokas we already know about. If a person says, I don't want my chatos to be mechaper for me, so even though the Rishonim point out it's not the same machlokas, it's a similar idea that they're arguing about, even though the shitos may not line up exactly. But if someone says, I don't want my chatos to be mechaper for me, not about Yom Kippur, about its carbon chatos. So Abayi Yomar Yom Mechaper, so Ravam Mechaper, so Abayi says not mechaper, Rav says it is mechaper. Hechad Amar Lo Tikriv Dukuliyam Lo Pligi Dilo Mechaper. So if he says, I don't want it to be makriv, so then everyone will agree it's not mechaper. Dichsiv Yakriv Asolir Ritzono. He has to want to be makriv the carbon. Ki Pligi Dom Tikriv Lo Tchaper. He says, bring the carbon, let it not be mechaper. Abayi Yomar Yom Mechaper, so Amar Lo Tchaper. Abayi says, not going to be mechaper because he said no. Rav mechaper is giving them tikrav kapara melasi. Rav says it is mechaper because since he said bring it, mela the kapara comes. You can't undo the kapara. That's what happens when you bring a carbon. V'hadabei Rav, but then Rav changes his mind. K'detanya yachol yeh yom kippur mechaper al shav mel shein shav. And one might have thought Yom Kippur could be mechaper even someone who doesn't do tshuva. V'din hu, and it's logical. Machatos asher mechaper yom kippur mechaper. We know of the various mechaper. Machatos asher yom kippur. Machatos asher mein mechaper nelal shav. Just like Chatos V'Yasham are only mechaper for someone who does tshuva, so too Yom Kippur is only mechaper for someone who does tshuva. Lo, Marta bechatos v'ashem shein mechaper nela al mezik shogeg. Tom miyom kippurim shem mechaper al mezik shogeg. How could you compare the two? Chatos nashem are not mechaper for someone who does something b'mezid. Yom Kippur is mechaper even for someone who does something b'mezid. Hol mechaper al mezik shogeg mechaper al shavim v'ashein shavim. So since it's mechaper even for someone who does something b'mezid, Yom Kippur maybe should be mechaper even for someone who doesn't do tshuva. Tam lomar achilik. That's what the pasuk says. Ach, tell me not so. So my shavim v'ashein shavim. What do we mean by people who do tshuva and don't do tshuva? So three possibilities. Ilei mashavin shogeg lo shavin mezid. If you want to say shavin means shogeg, lo shavin means mezid, can't mean that. Hakatani lo imamrit bechatas vasham. One of the things that we said is chatas vasham are not mechaper on a mezid. Yom Kippur is mechaper on a is mechaper on a mezid. So that can't be the same thing as shavin v'shein shavin. Ella, second possibility, Yadulam Rabbi Yochanan, Achal Chelev Vifresh Carbon, Vehemer Daso, Vechazer Bo. Let's say a person ate Chelev, he was Mafresh a carbon to bring, and then he became irreligious, he rejected Judaism, and then he does Tshuva, Hol Vinidcha Yidcha. Once the carbon became unusable, it now remains unusable. Nihid Yidchi Carbon, Gavra bar kaparu. No, why does that make sense? Granted, the karban was nidche, but the person still deserves kapara. So Ella, third possibility. Shavin da amar yichapar lai chatasi. Shein shavin da amar lo techapar lai chatasi. Ah, must be that shavin means that he says I want my chatas to be mechapar for me. Lo shavin means I don't want my chatas to be mechapar for me. So Shmamina, that's why we see that hadabe Rava, that Rava disagreed, even though Rav originally said that it's mechaper, that the kapara memele ka'asi, even though the guy says he doesn't want the kapara, we see that Rav holds, no, lo shavin, it's not going to be mechaper, that a karbon is not going to be mechaper if you were not shavin, and not shavin means that you don't want the kapara, that you say you don't want it to be mechaper for you. Urimin hi, yachlo ye yom kippur mechaper al shen sana bov lo asa bom lacha v'kar mikro kodesh. I might think yom kippur is only mechaper if you treat it like yom kippur, lo nesana bov asa bom lacha v'lo kar mikro kodesh, but if you didn't fast and you did malach on it and you didn't call the mikro kodesh, let's say it means you didn't daven, yachlo yom kippur mechaper. I think yom kippur is not mechaper. Tam lomar yom kippurim hu mikal makom. No, it's a day of kapara no matter what. V'tarvayu stam sifrahu kashina adadi. So wait a second, it's a stira. Is yom kippur mechaper? Is it not mechaper if you don't do anything in yom kippur? So rabbi lo kasha har rabbi alibid rabbi yehuda har rabbi alibid didei. Even though the stam sifra is rabbi and they're both a stam sifra, one is rabbi reflecting the sheet of rabbi Yehuda, one is his own sheet. The Tanya, Rabbi Yomer, Kalaver Shabbatorah, Bein Asachuv, Bein Asachuv, Yom Kippur Mechaper, Chutz Miparakol, Megalapanam Latorah, Mefer Bris Basar, Shem Asachuv, Yom Kippur Mechaper, Vim Lav, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. That Rabbi himself says, all Averis in the Torah, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, with very few exceptions. Someone who's Parik Ol, someone who rejects the Kodesh Baruch Hu, someone misrepresents the Torah, and someone who's Mefer Bris Basar is Moshech Bar Lasso. Rava Amar Hava Rabbi Now both reflect Rebbe's own opinion. Rebbe's mode that averus of Yom Kippur itself, that if you violate Yom Kippur, it's not mechaper. Because if you don't say that, then how would you ever have a kares, a chi of kares, for violating Yom Kippur? If you could violate Yom Kippur itself, then Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper. So anytime I eat on Yom Kippur, right away Yom Kippur is mechaper. I do malach on Yom Kippur is mechaper. So obviously there's got to be something that Yom Kippur is not mechaper for. Must be the malachas of Yom Kippur itself you're not mechaper. Otherwise there's no inyan of kares for violating Yom Kippur. Says Mara, my question, why is this so difficult? Maybe even Yom Kippur is mechaper for violations of Yom Kippur itself, and still you can come up with cases where you'd be chayv kares for violating Yom Kippur. Even if Yom Kippur itself is mechaper, it's the Yitzumah Shel Yom that's mechaper, which means only daytime. Nighttime is not mechaper. So maybe kares is if you violate melachas at night of Yom Kippur and then die before daybreak. And that way, you chayv kares. So tena kares to leila, kares to yomam, yachim shkachsa. Good, so now you're going to say you're only going to be chayv kares at night of Yom Kippur? Is it possible that if you do melacha, how is it ever possible to do melacha at day of Yom Kippur, eat at day of Yom Kippur, and be chayv kares? So my kushya, that's not so difficult either. Dilba Bahadi the Kachal Nama Chanakte Umtso Mis. Maybe while you were eating the bread in Yom Kippur, you got a bone stuck in your throat from meat or whatever, and you die. Dilavale Shusbi Mama Dil Chaperle. So you didn't have a moment after you were eating for Yom Kippur to be Mechaper. You need that moment that after you do the Malacha for the Yitzumah Shel Yom to be Mechaper. So you didn't have that. Yinami Davravinta Samuch Shkias Chachama. Or maybe you were working right up until Shkias Chachama. So you didn't have a moment where you were free from violation of Yom Kippur. I mean, it seems that everyone would agree, even if Yom Kippur is mechaper, it's only mechaper while you're not violating it. Meaning, while you're in active violation, it's not going to be mechaper, because you have to be mechaper for the avera once the avera is over. If the avera is still ongoing, you can't be mechaper for an avera that's still ongoing. So the Yom Kippur will be mechaper for the avera once it's over, if there's a moment that it's over and still Yom Kippur. Maybe while you're doing work, a splinter comes out and smacks you in the head and kills you, so that would be another situation where while you're working on Yom Kippur and violating Mr. Kares, the person never had a moment after that to achieve Kapara. And then the Mishnah said, V'chamam afa megadev. The Chum say, even a megadev. But it was unclear what the Chum were talking about. Afa megadev. My afa megadev. What are we including when we say afa megadev? So Rabbanan Shamul Rabbi Kiva, Ditani Bal Ov Lo Tani Yidoni. The Rabbanan saw that Rabbi Kiva mentioned Ov and didn't mention Yidoni in the list of Chiva Krisos. So Amrle, they said, Maishant Lo Maisi Karban Mishum Deles Bei Maisa. Why is it that he doesn't bring a karban that because it must be that there's no Maisa, right? Megadev Nami Lespe Maisa. Well, if you're going to say that, Megadev also is Lespe Maisa. If you look at Rashi, Shomel Rabbi Akiva, the Masnis and Rabbi Akiva, you can find it, come on, Megadev may be Korban, the Rabbi Akiva, Vamri Af Megadev Nami, Ki Yidoni. That meaning, why is it that he mentioned overnight Yidoni? So we had that earlier in the Gemara. The Gemara said, because Yidoni is no Maisa. So therefore, Yidoni would not be Chayav a Korban. So the Rabbanan say, well, if Yidoni is not Chayav a Korban, Megadev also shouldn't be chayav a karban, because just like Yidoni is no ma'isa, Megadev is also doesn't have a ma'isa. Tanu Rabbanan, Megadev may be karban. All the number because the Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva holds Megadev brings a karban since it says kares by Megadev. Va'omer v'nasachet o v'klalu kol echad d'ksiv v'kares ma'isi karban. Is there such a rule that wherever it says kares you bring karban? Va'pesach u'milu d'ksiv v'kares v'lo ma'isi karban. Pesach u'milu mitzvah saseif for which you chayav kares you don't bring a karban. Safi kamar Megadev may be karban. Ho v'ne'emar bo kares b'mokom karban. Div Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva understands that Megadev brings a karban because it says the chi of kares in the context of the parsha of karban. Kasav migo debayu michtav kares bi'alma k'siv kares b'mokom karban shema mina ma'isi karban. That since it could have said the kares anywhere and it says it in the context of karban, must be to teach me that Megadev brings a karban. Va'omer cheto yisa asal rabbanan. Then when it says cheto yisa, that's going like the rabbanan. V'achi kamar rekiv the rabbanan. Are missing pieces of the conversation. Rabbi Kiva said the Rabban as follows: Amrisu Megadev Lespe Maisa. You say Megadev, there's no Maisa. Mao Megadev Mevarich Has Hashem. What is Megadev? Megadev means Mevarich Has Hashem. El Kares Tchsiv Lemay Asa. So what's the Kares for? So Amrilei Litin Kares LeMekalel. So they said back to Rabbi Akiva to the Kares that it says by Megadev is for Mekalel, for someone who actively curses Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Tchsiv BeMekalel. D'chsiv b'mekalel. What's the gears of the nasa chet o? D'chsiv pesach sheni chet o yisa. This is Rabbi Akiva's response. Is no. It says by mekalel chet o yisa, and says by pesach sheni chet o yisa. Malal and kares afkan kares. It doesn't need to say it to teach me about mekalel, because I would learn that from pesach sheni. That just like pesach sheni kares, so to mekalel is kares. So Rabbi Akiva says you can't tell me that the kares is only for mekalel. No, it says it to teach me about megadif itself. What does Megadev mean? It's like saying you've swept out the plate and you've made it chaser, which means not only someone who rejects, who ignores HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but someone who actively rejects HaKadosh Baruch Hu, actively rebels against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means someone who curses Hashem. No, Megadev is even one level lesser of an Isser than that. Not that a person actively rejects Hashem, it's a person who turns his back on Hashem. It's like saying that you've emptied out the plate, but you haven't been chaser it. A person goes and does avodah zara, he's ignoring God, but it's not that he's actively attacking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tani idach es Hashem Rabbi Lozbe Nazari Omer Bovid of the Zara Kosm Davar Chom Omrim Lo Ba Kosm Litin Karis Lo Mevarich Hashem. So that's Machlokas Tanaim, just the title of the word. What does Megadev mean? Next Mishnah. Yesh Mevios Karban V'Nechal. There are some women that when they give birth to various things that are not a normal human baby, so some would bring a Karban Yoledes and the Karban would get eaten. It would have the full-fledged status of a Karban. Yesh Mevios Karban V'Nechal. Some are more in an in-between state in terms of how much of a Leda it has a din of, so they would bring a karban, but it would not get eaten. V'yeshen ha'mevios, and some things that a woman will come out of a woman's body, she does not have to bring a karban at all, doesn't have a din of a leda at all. So it says the Mishnah, mevios karban v'nechal. The following are cases where you bring a karban and the karban gets eaten. Hamapels k'min behema chayva of divra meira. Meir holds if she's mapil something that looks like an animal. So that would be, you bring a karban and it would get eaten. V'chav mar ma'achei b'mutzur asadim. V'chav say no. It has to look like a human being if you're going to be able to eat from a karban. Hamapel sandal shel yoshvir merukam vayotzi mechutach v'chein shivcha shepila mevia carbon v'nechal. Also on the list of things that you bring carbon and the carbon gets eaten, if she gives birth to a deformed baby or a crushed fetus or a cut up fetus, or if a shivcha kananis is mapil, so in all those cases you bring a carbon and the carbon gets eaten. Ve'elu mevius ve'einu nechals. The following are the middle category, that which you would bring a carbon, but the carbon would not get eaten. Hamapelas ve'niyodeh mahapila. She was mapil, but she has no idea what it was that she was mapil, whether it's a tsuras adam, and she's chayav a carbon, or it's tsuras dagim v'chagavim, and she's pater from a carbon, she has no idea. Ve'shtei nashim shi pilu, Or another case, two women are both mapil. Achas min patav, achas min chova. One of them had a tzuras adam. One of them was mapil something that had a tzuras adam. The other one was mapil something that had a tzuras dagim. So one of them is chayiv in a carbon, the other one's not. We just don't know which one. So then they both bring a carbon, but neither of the carbons get eaten. That's when they both went in different directions, so they're not near each other. So each one is chayiv individually. But if they're right near each other, they can coordinate. So let them both bring a carbon together. I'll deny that if it's your chiv, so it's your carbon. If it's my chiv, it's my carbon, and the carbon will get eaten because somebody is chayiv a carbon amongst the two of them. So that is the shita of Rabbi Yossi. Elu shein mavius. Now we have a third category: those women that don't bring carbon at all. Hamapel shvir mali mayim mali dam mali ganinim, just full of water or blood or just little things of basar. Hamapel skimin dagim v'chagav mushkatzim v'masim. It looks like a fish or grasshoppers or any creepy crawly type of things. Then she would not bring carbon at all. Hamapel yomar ba'im, if she's mapil on the 40th day since her last leda, since her last birth, v'yotzei dofen, and also, if it's a C-section, then she would not bring carbon yoledes. Rabbi Shimon mechayev yotzi dofen. Rabbi Shimon says yotzi dofen, she would be chayev a carbon. And how much yotzi dofen has a din of a leda, and how much it doesn't have a din of a leda is a fascinating discussion. Legabe whether you would mila would be docha Shabbos on a yotzi dofen. Legabe all sorts of interesting issues. Obviously, pidnya ben. There's no pidnya ben. Different issues about yotzi dofen. Says Gemara shivcha minalan. How do I know that a shivcha would bring carbon? I only know Bnei Yisrael. How do I know Gyorus for Shivcha are included? Tam Lomer Isha. Pasuk says Isha. My V'chein Shivcha. Why does it say V'chein Shivcha in our Mishnah? Salka Daitacha Mina Kiyar Mina Kol Mitzvah She Isha Chayavas by Eved Chayavah Ani Mina B'Dover Shashava Bein Ishu Bein Isha Avol Yoledes De B'Nashem Isha B'Nashem Lesa Eim Lot Chayav Shivcha Hachitani Shivcha. Why does it have to mention Shivcha? Because I would have thought, yes, it's true, we know that an Eved is Chayav in everything that an Isha is Chayav in, but that's only those mitzvahs that Anisha is chayiv in, that a man is also chayiv in. But if you have a mitzvah that's only for women, like a carbon yoledes, I might have thought an eved is not included in that, therefore shivcha should not be included. That's why it has to tell me shivcha. Eil mavin carbon. So the following, bring a carbon, we said, and is nechel, and then we had carbonos that are not nechel. So my avdin, meaning what do they do? We're talking about the case of the two women. One of them had a real leida, and one of them had a dug or a chagavim or something. We don't know which is which. So what do they do to coordinate? Meisim tovay chad carbon vaday v'chatasov safek. The two of them together bring one carbon vaday and one chatasov safek. Umasni, and they make the tanai. So frankly, that's what Rabbi Yossi is suggesting in the Mishnah. Umisa the Rabbi Yossi tanai. Does Rabbi Yossi in general hold that you can make it tonight? Rabbi Yossi that in another context Rabbi Yossi taught us that you cannot make it tonight. Rabbi Yossi agrees when it comes to mechusar kapara, meaning even though Rabbi Yossi in general holds you're not allowed to make it tonight, but in our Mishnah of the Arba mechusar kapara that don't bring a carbon for any reason other than to be to be matir b'kadshim, so then Rabbi Yossi would agree. So. V'chein kiyasa rav nam Rabbi Yochum, mad Rabbi Yossi mechus kapar. My time, hasam bay gavri yediya d'chsiv o hoda olav chataso hilkoch lamasi namasni. When can you not make it tonight? When the person actually needs kapara, because since the person needs kapara, they have to know that they did the avera. But avol hach kimasi nashim carbon l'shtari b'achilas kachim. But over here, it's not mechus kapara. They need to bring the carbon just to allow them to eat kachim. So there's nothing to do with whether they know what they're doing or they know who's chayiv, because it's not about kapara. So therefore, it's going to be good enough to make it tonight. Ketanya Sefer, Di Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ketanya Sefer Daihi, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Chatashi Baal Chait, Ein Shtayim Mevius Chasa. Whenever it's Baal Chait and you need Kapara, that's when two people can't bring it. Eilu Shein Mevius, Rabbi Shimon Mechayiv, B'Yotzi Dofen, we had the Machlokas about Yotzi Dofen. Might have been Rabbi Shimon, where does Rabbi Shimon think Yotzi Dofen is Chayiv? Amre Shlokash Amakra, V'im Nekeva Teile, the Rabbos Leida Acheres. Maihi, Yotzi Dofen. That comes to be Marba, another Leida, referring to Yotzi Dofen. Rabban, my time, where does Rabban think Yotzi Dofen is not included? Amre Rabban Barpatish, Isha ki says Ria Vyolda, Achatel Makum Shemazras. It has to be that she's tailed from the place that she's Mizras, and therefore Yotzi Dofen is excluded. Okay, we'll pick up from the Mishnah tomorrow.